Hollywood, Hollywood. Now that's an intro. On this episode, I take you into my favorite theme park, Hollywood Studios. You're going to get all the background sounds and ambient noises as we walk around the park and as I share my thoughts on the current state of Hollywood Studios. Hollywood, Hollywood. Okay. That's enough of that. Hello, Opinioneer, and welcome to episode number 98 of the WDW Opinion Podcast. My name is Connor Brown, and I'm a former cast member and a Walt Disney World expert whose passion is to help you plan for and daydream about your next perfect Walt Disney World vacation. I do that by sharing opinions through my podcast, my blog, with my book, Yacht Club to Diamond Bind, about my time working at Walt Disney World during the WDW Opinion Live show every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on Facebook, in the Opinioneers online community, and so much more. Head over to WDWOpinion.com to learn about all of our Disney trip planning offerings. And once you are ready to start booking that next perfect Walt Disney World vacation, I can help you do that through my services as a travel agent with the Ear to Their Travel Agency. As a travel agent, I'll look for the best deals, save you money, give you my honest opinions and advice, book restaurants, wait on hold with Disney, and I'm just going to make sure that you have the best vacation possible. That means I handle the boring stuff, which saves you time. Time you can then spend with your family, and more time you can use to enjoy the parks. The best part about this service, it is 100% free to use. It won't cost you a thing. It will save you time, save you money, and I'd love to help you out. If you're interested in booking a Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, whatever it is, vacation, you can send me an email at Connor, C-O-N-O-R, at eartothertravel.com. If I spell all that out, it's C-O-N-O-R at eartothertravel.com. Or you can visit the show notes page at wdwopinion.com/98 to learn more. If you are a new listener here, feel free to go back and check out all of our old podcast episodes covering a wide variety of Disney-related topics, and you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts. If you are a longtime listener, welcome back. Thanks for being here. If you continue to enjoy the show, please consider sharing it with a friend you think might enjoy it as well. The last few weeks on the show, I mentioned how for episode 100, I'll be collecting voice messages from the Opinioneers out there. Those voice messages will be featured in the show, and I think it's going to be a great way to celebrate episode 100, and it's going to be a great way to celebrate our awesome community of Opinioneers. By sharing their voices, by sharing your voice, it's going to be a really cool way to make a special connection. So if you want to be featured on episode 100, if you want to hear yourself on episode 100, all you have to do is head to the show notes page at wdwopinion.com/98, scroll to the Leave a Voice Message link, click the link, and then click Start Recording. You can record from your computer, your smartphone, whatever. All I ask is that you start your recording by saying your name, where you're from, and then share your favorite WDW Opinion episode or why you enjoy listening to the show. Thanks so much to all the Opinioneers who have already left a message. I've enjoyed hearing all those so far. If you want to leave a message, you have until Sunday, September 13th to do so. I'm really excited for this. I hope you are too. It's going to be a fun way to hear your guys' voices, and it's going to be a great way to have you be a part of the show, the very, very, very show, the very, very special show, episode 100. If you are shy and you don't want to hear your voice, no worries. you can still be included in that episode. Send me an email at Connor, C-O-N-O-R, at WDWopinion.com, and I'll still be able to include you in that episode. Hope to hear from you soon. And now for our segment. For nearly a decade now, Hollywood Studios has been in a state of flux. And for longer than that, the theme park has been searching for its true identity. An identity that would appeal to a whole family and an identity that could offer enough things to entertain guests for a full day. In order for this to be done, things began to be demolished. As the new identity came to fruition, old favorites had to leave so that new ones could take their place. With so much construction going on, there were a few years where the theme park was basically barely functioning, but it's always darkest before the dawn. Then things started to be added. The park switched its mentality from showing you how the movies were made to letting you be a part of your favorite movies, to let you basically immerse yourself in your favorite films, TV shows, all that. Toy Story Land opened. Then the Skyliner started operating to the park. A new logo, signage, and a new entrance to the theme park showed up. Galaxy's Edge opened. Then Rise of the Resistance, a cutting-edge, first-of-its-kind attraction that debuted as well. And then Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, a very important family attraction, opened in the park, a park that desperately needed a ride that the whole family could enjoy. Just as the railway came online, the world shut down. Just as Hollywood Studios seemed to be running at full steam, the pandemic caused all progress to halt. But things, well, they're starting to get back to normal now. The park is open, and new attractions can be enjoyed by all. I was so happy to get back in the theme park, and I'm just so happy that I was also able to take you guys along for the ride as well. So on today's episode, we'll take a walk around the park, or share my thoughts on all the new attractions, what the atmosphere is like in Hollywood Studios, and maybe most importantly for you guys, I'm also going to share my top tips for getting a boarding group for Rise of the Resistance so that you can experience this incredible Star Wars attraction the next time you're in the studios. So here we go, into the sights and sounds of Hollywood Studios. Hello from Hollywood. Hollywood, what's your dream? As a quote from Pretty Woman, does not apply to our current situation. I am back in my favorite park in Walt Disney World, and I am so, so happy to be back in my special place. What's going to happen today? Well, I've taken you around the Magic Kingdom on one of these before. Now we're going to do it with Hollywood Studios. A little bit of a different recording setup. Talking right into my phone. This makes it a little easier for me. Hopefully, it sounds a little better for you as well. I'm still talking through a face mask, but hopefully, you'll understand what I'm saying, and hopefully, you'll get to hear the background sounds, the background noises of Hollywood Studios. Guys, it is really great to be back. I think of all the parks. I had a huge smile when I was walking down Main Street USA for the first time, obviously, but stepping foot back on Hollywood Boulevard, turning down Sunset to see the Tower of Terror,
walking into Galaxy's Edge, walking by Woody in Toy Story Land. It was just different for me. And I think you might have that same experience with whatever park you love the most. Being back in your favorite place is awesome, but of course, getting able to come back after all that's gone on in the world, COVID-19 and all that craziness, I think it's just a little extra special, for sure. So this is my third time back in Hollywood Studios, and it's the hardest park pass to get, mainly because it's the smallest park. So because of that, it has the lowest possible capacity, meaning the lowest number of people can be in the park at any one time. So it's hard for annual pass holders to get a reservation. Day guests and those staying at Disney-owned and operated resorts, they've had a pretty easy time getting in, except for a couple days here or there, but much more difficult for annual pass holders. But I'm in, and I've been here a few times, like I said, and it's just great. Right now you're hearing the sounds of Echo Lake. I'm staring at the tail of Dinosaur Gertie. Dinosaur Gertie's closed right now, but it was always a seasonal operation anyway. I'm looking at Min and Bill's Dockside Diner. I'm watching the fountain, and off in the distance, of course, is the Hollywood Tower Hotel. This is a really great spot to kind of come and chill. And I've always said that, even before the low crowds of the COVID era. But it is very peaceful back here, and you can hear the music going. I just love that music. It's great. But I started here today because it's an area that I think is super important right now. And the reason it's important is because I'm going to let you in on a little secret. If you want to ride Rise of the Resistance, the premier attraction on all of Walt Disney World, the newest Star Wars attraction to open in Galaxy's Edge, if you want to ride that, you need to get here before park opening. You need to get a boarding group, and then you got to wait your turn. The boarding groups, they go lickety-split. And I mean real, real, real quick. If the park opens at 10, like it is opening right now, I suggest getting to the park, meaning, you know, driving up to the toll gate or having your bus arrive from your resort hotel, by 9:30 at the latest. If you're going to get here closer to 9:15, that would be ideal. Because what you're going to do, if your top priority is to ride Rise of the Resistance, you are going to go into the park, and they open the park a little bit early for guests to just kind of stroll around. You're going to go in the park, and you're going to plant yourself here in the Echo Lake area, right by Dinosaur Gertie, like I'm talking about. There's benches abound. Plenty of places to take a seat. You're going to sit down and you're going to wait until 10 o'clock. Because once 10 o'clock hits, you need to snag that boarding group, and you got to do it quickly. A couple other tips for that. When it comes to getting boarding groups, you're going to do it through the My Disney Experience app on your phone. And what you need to do is, one, open up your phone, like your Safari or whatever browser you use, and go to a website called fast.com. That's a speed test. It's going to basically tell you how fast your internet connection is on your phone. If you're connected to Disney Wi-Fi, see what that speed test comes in at. And then hop off of Disney Wi-Fi and test your cellular connection. If the cellular connection is faster, go with that. The Wi-Fi is faster, go with that. On my day that I did it, the Wi-Fi is significantly faster. So I went with that. And then what did I do? I opened the app about 45 seconds before 10 a.m. If you have a friend next to you with a countdown on their phone, you know, of the normal Apple, you know, watch app or whatever, the clock app, open it about 45 seconds before. And just kind of keep pushing buttons in My Disney Experience. But then about 15 seconds before, you want to go to the hamburger icon, which is the one down in the right-hand corner of the app. There's going to be a whole bunch of boxes. One of them is going to be virtual queues. As soon, and I mean as soon, as it goes to 10 a.m., click virtual queues, then click Rise of the Resistance, and then go through the whole process. It's going to ask you, who do you want in your party? But if you're connected to everyone in your party who's in Hollywood Studios, it's going to automatically select all of your friends and family in Hollywood Studios on that day. Hit next, keep going. This is the strategy that I did, and I got boarding group 8. Boarding group 8 is really great because I got a notification at 10:04, 4 minutes after the park opened, that said, hey, your boarding group has been called. You can now ride Rise of the Resistance. And basically what you have to do is you have to show up within an hour. So you have until 11:04 to get in line. You go over to Rise of the Resistance. They scan your magic band. They scan your park ticket. And you wait in line. We waited about 20 minutes, and it was a great start to the day, for sure. But those tips are great. I'll type those tips up. You can check them out on the show notes page for this episode. I'll save my thoughts for Rise of the Resistance until we get over in that area. But I wanted to start in Echo Lake so that I could share that info with you guys, because I think for many who are coming here, that's going to be priority number one, getting a boarding group for that. And they go so, so quick, guys. You don't want to bank on, right now, you know, they're opening up at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Do not say, oh, we'll come into the park later. We'll get the 2 p.m. one, because that's not a guarantee. Get 10 a.m., listen to my tips, and ride it, because boy, oh boy, do you want to experience it. But it's great in Echo Lake. Even if you're not getting a boarding group, meandering about, what I think we'll do is probably walk into Galaxy's Edge now. I'll record some sounds, and we'll talk about Rise of the Resistance. And I'm also going to get some towels, because I am sweaty. Sweaty, sweaty, sweaty. It is hot. It is hot. But we'll walk over to Galaxy's Edge. So I did just walk by Star Tours, and I will say, that is kind of sad. It's just, like, so out of place now. You know, it's not really close to Galaxy's Edge, the other Star Wars stuff, and it's outdated. I think people are also confused. I see people walking by, they're like, what's this, Star Wars? That doesn't make any sense. But I think it's still fun for some people, a nostalgic thing. But I wouldn't be surprised in a few years if that becomes something else, just because it is kind of out of place now. Just an observation I had. We'll keep walking. So hopefully you could hear that transition. I think that that's just something to, I keep saying, you know, keep your eyes open at Disney World. You never know what details you're going to see. Keep your ears open too, because even just right here, you might be able to hear the critters from Batuu. Which is where we are. We are in Black Spire Outpost on the planet of Batuu, aka Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. A lot of names, I know, but that's the way it is. And I mean, the detail thing here just goes to a whole nother level. And we'll talk a little bit about Rise of the Resistance. This is a ride I've been, you know, looking forward to riding for, I mean, 10 years. If you think about, like, when Disney bought Lucasfilm. And this is also the ride that I've been deprived of so many times. Trips canceled. Trips, you know, changed up. Delays in the attraction, all sorts of stuff. But I finally got to ride it the other day, and it was worth the wait. When I got boarding group 8, I was so pumped. It was so cool. I was so nervous. I was like, I gotta get this group. I gotta ride it. When I got it, I was so excited. And then when I was able to get in line 4 minutes later, that was just as cool. So yeah, so you still have to wait in line when you get the boarding group, but I mean, we waited maybe 15 minutes. And from the start, it's exceptional. I'll try to keep it as spoiler-free as possible, because I was so proud of myself. I kept it spoiler-free for myself. I didn't watch a random video when it first came on, except for every once in a while, I'd open up Instagram and it'd just pop up. It'd be the first thing, and I'd scroll away immediately, so quickly. So I really went in cold, and I wanted to do that, and I tried not to take any videos, too, because I wanted to experience it for the first time. So this is going to be pretty much spoiler-free, except for a few things. I love the different elements of it, and I'll kind of keep it at that. I love how there's different, like, portions of the ride, and I'll try to explain it as best as I can without giving away too much, but there are just times when you get on it and you get off it. And then you get back on. And I'll kind of keep it at that to keep it spoiler-free, but that was great. I was very impressed by, with those different scenes, how well they were able to incorporate music. You know, John Williams kind of did the score for this land as well, and he's the composer of the films. You know, the great John Williams. And the pacing of each section of the ride is fantastic, but it's fantastic because of the cast members and because of the background noise. It changes along the way, and it just makes you, this is the first ride I've ever felt like I am in the movies. I am in a Star Wars movie right now, and that was, I think, because of all those elements, the pacing. You know, at times you could run through the attraction, or walk briskly, I could say. The way the cast members are so amped, you felt like you were in the movie, which is incredible. And which, that's kind of what Hollywood Studios has become too, being a part of your favorite movies. It's now less about how the movies are made and more about you get to be in your favorite movie, which is great. A couple other things about it that I love how long it is. There's different elements along the way, but when you're on the main part of it, I just think it's exceptionally long, which is great. Really great bang for your buck on attractions. And I love that there are different elements throughout it. There's, you know, different special effects. There's different jaw-dropping moments. The scale of this ride is incredible. It's massive, both like linear and horizontally. And then it's also great that there's animatronics in this thing, like really, really, really good animatronics. And I love that because it seemed like, you know, for a little bit Disney was getting away from that, but no longer. My thoughts on this ride are kudos to the Imagineers because they've done it, and you guys got to get here. You got to listen to my tips about getting the boarding group. You got to get on this ride and you will not be disappointed. I'm already anxious to get on it again and start observing it more in depth. And I think that it's also a testament to the fact that it is rewritable. There's so many things you can miss on the first, the fifth, the tenth riding of it. You just have to ride it over and over and over again. And I'm glad that we're able to do that. So So those are my thoughts on that. Loved it. Can't wait to take other people on it. Can't wait to go on it more and more and more. We'll get up now. We'll walk around Galaxy's Edge a little bit more. And we'll head over to Toy Story Land, and I'll just kind of comment on the crowds there. Just a couple final thoughts about Galaxy's Edge. Like all the sights and sounds are still going, and the characters are still not greeting, but standing on stages so you can see. So that's still cool, and all the elements of Galaxy's Edge are still in full effect. So it's cool to see that.
So nice to see new toys in the backyard.
Being a toy in Andy's backyard is like striking the mother lode. You're gonna love it here.
New toys in the backyard? I'd love to come down and shake your hands. Really, I just love to come down for any reason.
For me, Toy Story Land is probably the weirdest to walk around, just because I've only ever known it as being absolutely slammed. There's no one there, you know. I could do a backflip in the middle of it and not touch anyone. I won't. Not because I can't do a backflip. I can do a backflip. I think it's just dangerous. So, that is it. Probably, it's just interesting seeing that. But you know what's not interesting? You know what's just cool? Walking right onto Toy Story Mania. Waiting 15 minutes, if that, to ride Slinky Dog Dash. To not have to worry about bumping into random people. So getting to ride all those rides with low wait times is fantastic. I did want to talk about one other attraction that I just got to experience for the first time, and that is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Today I came here with the sole intention of riding that. Was posted like a 55-minute wait, but I waited closer to, I'd say, 40, and was worth it. That is one that I think, with all the announcements of everything coming and going and new things here and there, I think that was one that kind of flew under everyone's radar, but it shouldn't. That is an e-ticket attraction. It's fantastic. I love the different movements involved. I love seeing Mickey and Minnie as the stars, and Donald and Goofy and Daisy and the whole gang, Pluto. And I was just so impressed by the story, by the kind of animatronics they got, by the colors on it, It was fantastic. It was just incredible. I was blown away by it. It's a nice, long attraction as well, which is cool. You get your money's worth. And most importantly for Hollywood Studios, it's an attraction the entire family can enjoy, which is desperately needed. And they still need a few more. They still need a few more attractions that the little ones can partake in. But this is a step in the right direction. And let me just say this, I'm so excited and I'm so happy that my favorite park is getting some serious love, that people are having fun, people are enjoying it, and that it is very, very, very popular. The Disney Society Orchestra is also a new thing. I saw them just the other day. They play in the Theater of the Stars, where Beauty and the Beast typically occurs. Beauty and the Beast is probably coming back soon, but the Disney Society Orchestra is a good way to beat the heat, to kind of sit down for 20 minutes, and they just play classic Disney songs from around Hollywood studios. So think Star Wars, Muppets, Ariel, Toy Story, things like that. It's good fun. It's great to be here in Hollywood studios, and seeing all these new things is fantastic. And I'll be honest with you guys, I haven't said this too much, but if you can swing it, if you can come down here, if you are in a good state physically to come down here, this is without a doubt the best time I've seen in a very, very, very long time to come to Walt Disney World. Crowds are low. It's incredibly safe. You can basically ride every attraction you want to. There's no fireworks. There's no full parades. There's no dedicated character meet and greets. But if you can get over that and you want to ride all the rides, you want to eat at the great restaurants, now's the time to come. And I mean that sincerely. I'm having a blast here. And if you guys are ready to come, or you want to learn more, of course, I'd be happy to help you plan your next vacation here to Walt Disney World. Whenever that might be, you can email me at Connor, C-O-N-O-R, at eartothertravel.com. Everything will be linked in the show notes, of course, as well. So I'd love to help you with that. It's great being in the parks. I've had a ton of fun. But you know what? I think I'm going to go ride Tower of Terror.
Now is the time of the show where I ask for your help. And this is really, really helpful, guys, these three things you can do for me. The three simple things you can do to help WDW Opinion out. You can review and subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts. You can join our Opinioneers community on Facebook. And you can share the show with someone you think might be interested in listening to it. The first thing you can do, leave a review of the show and subscribe to the show over on Apple Podcasts. With each new review and with each new subscriber, Apple will start suggesting the show to more people. With that, our community will continue to grow, but more importantly, I love hearing from opinioneers who listen to the show. Really, it is great that, you know, Apple will start feeding us to more people with more reviews we get. But really, it just brings a smile to my face getting to read all those new reviews and seeing that people out there are really enjoying the podcast. Thanks to everyone out there who has left a review. If you want to leave a review, head over to wdwopinion.com/review to learn how to leave one. It's super easy to do and will only take you 30 seconds to complete, but it will help us out a lot. And of course, future reviews will be read on the show. The second thing you can do to help is by joining the Opinioneers Facebook group at wdwopinion.com/opinioneers. That's OPINIONEERS. That's where the WDW Opinion community meets. And you're an Opinioneer just for listening to this show, and I want you to connect with your fellow Disney fanatics. So join that community, get connected to your fellow Disney fans, ask questions 24/7, get answers, all that Disney goodness that goes on there. Be sure to join that community. Then finally, the easiest thing you can do to help the show out is just share the show with someone who you think might enjoy it. Word of mouth is still so, so, so powerful. And if you think you know a colleague, a friend, a family member, whomever who's planning a Disney vacation or who just loves Disney, be sure to share the show with them as well. That would mean a lot. There you go. Three simple things to help. Additionally, remember that we go live on Facebook every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Typically, we talk about the Disney Plus Movie Club. We do a little news to opinion segment. But for the last few weeks, since I am on my extended stay in Florida, I've been taking you guys into the parks every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And guess what? That trend is going to keep rolling on. So tune in on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern at wdwopinion.com/live to see where I'm streaming from. I'm not going to tell you where I'll be in Walt Disney World. That's a surprise. But if you show up at 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursday to wdwopinion.com/live, you're going to see where I am in the Walt Disney World. If you are ready to book a vacation to Walt Disney World, and trust me, this is a great time to go. Like I was saying in this episode, crowds are low. It's peaceful in the parks. You feel very, very, very safe. There's so many things you can still do, so many things you can still see. If you can manage expectations when it comes to, you know, the parade not being there or the fireworks not happening, right now is a fantastic time to go to Walt Disney World. If you are ready to book a Walt Disney World vacation, then I would be happy to help you plan that. As a travel agent with Ear to Their Travel, I'll help you find the best deals, answer any questions you have, book dining reservations for you, and I'll be an advocate for you. Someone you can turn to for advice. And the best part is that this service is 100% free to use. It doesn't cost you a dime. Reach out to me at Connor@eartothertravel.com. That's Connor@eartothertravel.com. And I can help you book a trip. And of course, if there is ever anything I could do from you personally, please let me know. I'd love to help you in any way that I could. So just reach out to me at Connor, Connor@wdwopinion.com. If you have any questions or need anything at all, I'd love to hear from you. That's going to do it for me this week. If you liked what you heard today, then you've been listening to the WDW Opinion Podcast. If by chance you didn't like what you heard, then you've been listening to Whistleblower. I've been Connor Brown, and until next time, keep #LTD, living the dream, and I'll see you real soon.